Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
Right, time is exactly 15 minutes past 9 o'clock on Namibia's Heart and Soul. And before this, we had definitely a favorite, that is San El musician and Estone with No Stopping Us. It reminded me of a song that I used to listen to quite a lot back in the day. Can't remember the title right now, but I'm going to get back to you about that one, okay? As promised a little bit early on, we are going to be having a conversation with incredible people on the show today. So was it on Monday that we had a conversation with Big Ben, who released a song or a tribute song that is to our late President Hage Geingob? And now we also have more and more Namibian artists that are also releasing more of their tribute songs. And this one, I heard it yesterday, and as I was listening, I literally got chills. I was so emotional. Such a beautiful, beautiful song. So I do have the pleasure of having a conversation with Jail. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am great. Good morning. Good morning, Queen. Listen, you got to school me on the way that we pronounce your new name. How do I pronounce it? I don't want to get it wrong.
It's Jael MK.
Oh, Jael. Okay. It's the that I was missing. Yes. I get it.
Exactly.
So she was, obviously previously known as Promise. And you know, man, I was such a fan of that sound that she actually brought onto the Namibian market. But tell us, how have you been for the past few years? I feel like it's just been a long time since we've heard anything from you, especially in terms of being on, just platforms like this and not, you know, obviously the gospel route that you've actually taken now.
Yes. No. It's been a great couple of years since I rebranded, you know, to Jael.
Mm-hmm.
People have been wondering, why is the Promise lady and all that
stuff? Yeah, where have you been?
I've been around, you know, and just allowing the Lord to build me, you know, to mold me.
Mm.
And, you know, this thing that we do, ministry, is not a thing that you just wake up overnight and you just start singing anything. You really have to have a personal relationship with God. So I was in that season of, you know, learning and allowing God to just work on me.
Mm.
So, yeah, right now I'm working on some stuff that I will be releasing to the public.
Right. That's beautiful. No, but the thing is, like, as much as, and I'm pretty sure that now people have obviously familiarized themselves with the fact that you have rebranded and so forth. And I even follow you on, I think we're actually friends on Facebook, and I also follow your page on Facebook, and I see the work that you're actually doing, and I see, I see the growth. Okay, I have to just let you know on that. But listen, we are now in a moment of, obviously, as a nation, we are mourning the passing of our president. It's also not like a past president or whatever it is, or someone who could have been a president, was a sitting president, first for Namibia. And I know that our hearts are broken and shattered. But you also released a song for our late president. Can you perhaps just maybe take us back to the moment that you heard of his passing, how it made you feel, and what really prompted you to write a song for him?
You know, I took this very, very personal. You know, people that are very spiritual and stuff like that, you know, there are certain things that are revealed to you before they actually happen. So the morning of his passing, I had a dream, and I saw him in the dream. You know, he was asking for prayer. So I said a prayer for him, but then my phone rang immediately. Somebody from abroad called me and said, "Is it true that your president has left?" I was like, "What are you talking about?" You know, that was around 3 a.m. "What are you talking about? I'm not aware of anything." Then I went to my WhatsApp, and it was so heartbreaking to see people posting that he is no more and whatnot. So it took me time to come to terms with it, you know, because I have a personal relationship with the first daughter, Nangula Ginkos.
Oh.
So, you know, I immediately thought of her because, you know, losing both parents
to
cancer is not something that is, you know, easy to take in. So I really, it touched me. It broke me. And since Sunday, as I'm speaking to you right now, since Sunday, I haven't been able to have proper sleep.
Hmm.
So the only way I could, you know, release the pain and, you know, the sadness was just to get in studio and express myself.
Express how you're feeling, yeah.
Yeah, that is how the song came about. I actually recorded it on Monday. Monday evening.
All right.
So, yeah, it made me feel better. You know, it's hard. It's a hard pill to swallow.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
That we can really accept just like that. But yeah, we allow the Lord to do His will.
Do His will. Yeah. Can you perhaps just tell us a little bit more about the relationship that you have with Nangula? How long have you guys been friends, and so forth?
All right, Nangula. Okay. Personal matters, but anyway.
Yeah, Nangula, yeah. I mean, within you know, obviously boundaries.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Nangula and the father of my daughter.
Yes.
Basically grew up in the same house. They were raised in the same house. And, you know, since 2014, when my daughter was born.
Yeah.
That's before the passing of her mother. You know, we had also that personal relationship with her. You know, before the passing of her mother, you know, we got to get together. That's where I knew Nangi from. You know, she'd come to family gatherings here and there, you know, just family, you know, since she and baby daddy are, you know.
Obviously, somewhat related. So
the relationship started from there. Oh. So it's been like a 10-year relationship, you know. Mm. So it really, I sent a song to her. She was in tears, you know. It's the least I could do. There's no way I could start comforting her, you know, someone that has lost both parents.
Yeah, yeah. Because it somewhat opens, yeah, it somewhat opens like old wounds when you also think about it, hey? But how is she doing, she and the siblings? I mean, obviously it's not easy. And I was saying this yesterday that it can't be easy for them to mourn their father, right? But then they have all these cameras and all this attention and things in their faces and so forth. But as someone who has a relationship with her, how is she holding up in the siblings?
You know, being the first daughter, it's difficult, but she has to be strong for everybody else. You know, knowing the type of person Nangi is, she's very strong, she's bold. So yeah, since the day the news hit, she, you know, she was broken and all that, but yeah, she's holding up well. And, you know, after hearing the song, she was, you know,
a little bit comforted. Yeah.
To know that, you know, there are people that are standing with her and all that stuff. I mean, it can't be easy. It doesn't matter who you are, whether you're the president's daughter or, you know, when this thing hits.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah, no, yeah. Absolutely. So you can probably just introduce the song to us, hey, or to the fresh listener, that is. I mean, I listened to it yesterday and I was just like, oh my gosh, I'm going to cry and I'm at work. The song is titled Legendary Father. Omake. Tell us why the title, there's like, you know what, I just can't wait for everyone to actually hear it for themselves, but yeah, you can introduce the song for us.
Yeah, you know, Legendary Father, like, with the way I was feeling, you know, I loved this man in particular. He was different. He was humble. He was a people's person, especially, you know that, especially to us, the musician. He was for the music industry of Namibia ever since the time of the Namas, you know. He was a father figure, you know, and Namibia has really lost a legend. He had a vision. I personally feel that he was misunderstood, very, very much misunderstood. With all the things that he has contributed to the Namibian nation, you know, he's a legend.
Absolutely.
He was a legend. He was a legend. He was bold. You know, I think Nangi gets...
Maybe that's what I wanted to say.
Yeah, she gets that from the father, you know. He was very bold, you know. And he stood on to what he believed. It doesn't matter what whoever felt and all that stuff, but yeah. He stood for what he believed in, you know. He deserved, looking at all the past years that he has served the Namibian nation, you know.
Yeah.
One can only say, wow, what a legend.
What a legend. Hero. Yeah.
An inspiration to many people. You know, yeah. No, personally, I loved this president, and you know, it has really broken me. I'm broken. Even if tomorrow I have to be asked to do this song, I think I'll just be in tears.
Yeah. Oh, no, I completely understand. And I mean, it's a very difficult time. And especially if you somehow had a personal relationship with, you know, with people, like, it just hurts that much more, you know. But Jean-Yil, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for pouring your heart and just, you know, your prayers and your talent, most importantly, to pay tribute to our president. We really, really appreciate you for it. Hey.
Yes. No, thank you so much for having me on the show.
Fantastic. So, first time ever on Fresh FM, right? That song is Legendary Father Omake by Jail Promise MK. That song will be coming up for you, so keep it locked on the other side of this. Jail, have a lovely day. Hey?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.